Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Yes, yes, yes. I am your host, Dr. Nikita Long, coming to you on this Facebook. It's Friday, and I'm excited to be your host today, specifically talking about trusting him when you can't trace him, trusting him when you can't trace him. We're so excited about the opportunity to come to you this morning with this wonderful, powerful, and special word to you. For those of you that are just joining us, I want you to understand that Faith Focus Friday simply is 15-minute pause at the beginning of most people's day, at the end of most people's day, some people, and it's designed to remind you about the simplicity of faith in God and about the power of staying faith-focused throughout your day and week. It really doesn't matter what is actually going on in your life, but it does matter how you respond to what's happening. I'm very hopeful that this broadcast will encourage you and empower you through the simple biblical truths presented and connect you to real-life moments. And so we're going to be talking about today on our broadcast for Faith Focus Friday. It's just 15 minutes, trusting him when you can't trace him. Trusting him when you can't trace him. So as often as time as we see it, we look at everything as a way in which we operate. And I want us to be really clear that Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of seeing not seen." Faith is simply the ability to see something, do something without having all the necessary parts or resources. Faith is essential to our living and even to our dying. But when we have faith, we also need to check out what Hebrews 11:6 says. Because if you don't have faith, it says it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I get it. When we're thinking about faith and trusting him when you can't trace him, when you can't feel him, when you can't see him, when you don't understand him, I get the whole process. But sometimes it becomes much more daunting than we want to actually believe and that we actually want to deal with. So I want us to really think about what would it mean to actually trust God when we can't actually trace him? What does it mean to actually trust God when you can't trace him? So when you are making your day, and we're going to jump right into it, and those that are preparing yourself, we're actually going to be coming from James chapter 1, verses 22-25 as a scripture verse, and then also I believe we're going to come from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38, I believe. But one of the things that's really, really important and insightful is that you need to see that faith sees it before it gets it. Faith actually sees it before it gets it, and it does it because it knows it's going to work. So when you do something, you are operating in faith well before you actually can accomplish the thing at the end. Your eyes, though, will play tricks with you and trick your mind into believing the opposite of what God said. So it's important that you tell your eyes, your vision, your focus to obey faith, because faith can see something that's actually not there, hasn't started, hasn't happened yet. You'll never be ready if ready is never prepared to do the work. You will never be ready if ready is never prepared to do the work. There is an old adage that says that you can never judge a book by its cover. But once you've read it, content, then you're able to make an intelligent decision about what you now know. So what I'm sharing with you is that if you know that the creator of the whole universe, the God of the universe, you know something is out there that's keeping everything together. It ain't just osmosis and atoms. We get that part. We get the scientific backdrop of what's actually happening. But there is another orchestration of stuff happening. It is not just that we're trying to fixate our thoughts onto something, but it is the truth about something. And so I just want to encourage you today to trust God, trust the supreme being, trust the God that is a spirit, trust the one that understands you even from the beginning of time. Trust in the one that said, let there be, and it was so. Trust God, even when you can't trace it, when you can't outline what he's doing in your life, when you're doing the right things, the wrong things still keep appearing and showing up. When you're fixating your heart and your mind to be a certain way and you're still coming up short, I encourage you to still be able to trust that God is for you and not against you. And so when we're thinking about this process, and we're looking at how it all works, I think that it's very, very important that you begin to find a way to allow your faith element to be built up. And most times people say, you know, I need to get more faith. I need to have bigger faith. Just says in Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Think soberly according as God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So everybody has faith, but I don't really think that it's about having a whole lot of faith. If the Bible says if you have faith as of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. I think that that scripture was really implying the fact that it's not necessarily the more faith as much as it is just the absolute faith in God to do the big things that need to be done. And that faith is not one that only actualizes in way of speech, but it actually actualizes in way of behavior. It's a doing faith. It's a working faith, because faith without works, as we know according to Scripture, is dead. So there has to be some work that is accompanied to what you are believing God for. So even if you're wanting a job, for example, you still have to do the faith work of doing the application, the cover letter, et cetera, and following through that whole process as you need to. One of the things that's really important is that you stay steady in understanding that even in doing the process and all of that, if things should not take place, you still have to persevere through the process and allow your faith to keep working for you until you get what it is that you desire. The end result of a thing that you've been looking for, that is the activated faith that we will be able to see. And so if you're just chiming in, I'm Dr. Lakita. Today is Faith Focus Fridays, and we're taking a 15-minute pause in our day just to reflect on the topic and theme, trusting God when you can't trace him. Trust God when you can't trace him. Too often, and I really mean this, too often we're doing a lot of trusting and a lot of different things, but it has nothing to do with what God has called for our lives. And so I want to actually take a look at something that I think is really, really, really powerful. And let's see where it goes. One of the scriptures that I think is really awesome is the one that is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And that scripture simply says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So we that are in Christ, we that are in the Lord, believe that the Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, was rose for you know our sins and came back, et cetera, et cetera. We that believe that, we are the just. And so it is spoken of that the just, because of the magnificent understanding and power that's in God, that the just should live by faith, that which you cannot see. Now, we're not silly, and we're not stupid, and we're not ignorant. So we're not just freely living and just not doing nothing. But what we are not doing is we're not allowing ourselves to be so hung up on all the things that's going on that we lose sight of the main things. So we are going to work. We are clocking in. We are doing all the things that we have to do. But the just live by a different level of expectation. They live by a different level of standards. So they're not persuaded the economic system is falling and rising. And so it's important to have your foundational base in your spirit concerning how are you going to trust God in this year. This is a brand new time. This is a time, beginning of the year, when things are happening. And so you want to get a firm foundation about your ability to trust in God when you cannot outline where he is. As a matter of fact, you might not outline where he is because the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I'm not going to be able to actualize who this God is in my flesh, but he's a spirit. What I have to do is allow my spirit to connect back to his spirit so that I can become one with him, and then he can begin to share with me all the things that I need to know so that I'm not ignorant of anything in things that are really important and poses a really powerful situation for us to understand. And so as we move forward and as we begin to generate an understanding about what God is actually speaking and sharing and saying to us, we then have to look at the book of James chapter 1, verse 22-25. And if you're just chiming in, I'm Dr. Lakita Long, I'm your host of Faith Focus Fridays, and we're just looking at the whole topic and theme of trusting God when you can't trace him, when you don't know where he's at. And right now we're looking at James chapter 1, 22-25. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So let's take a quick little look at the scripture. Be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So when we're going to trust God when we can't trace him, then we have to be a doer of the word. The Bible declares that we have to trust God with all of our heart and lead not to our own understanding. That's found in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And so if we're going to do that, then that means that we become a doer of the word and not a hearer only. We have to trust in what we cannot see. We have to believe that God is for us and not against us, and that he's against the, you know, that if he's on the inside of us, the greater is that thing on the inside of us than those things that are outside of us. So that we've got to become a doer of the word of God. And so also to look at the fact that when we are not being true to the process of being a hearer of the word, a doer of the word, then we become like a man holding his natural face in the glass. He sees it, goes away, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. And we don't want to do that. But what we want to be able to do is to be a doer of the work. Doer of the work, right? And so, and being not a forgetful hearer. Be not a forgetful hearer. And so as we come to a close in this broadcast, my specific reasons for wanting to sort of bring out Hebrews chapter 10 to 38, which talks about the just shall live by faith, and also James chapter 1, 22-25, as we look at this topic about trusting God when you can't trace him, it's important that you keep your mind stayed on Christ, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. That is Isaiah 26:3. So be very encouraged in knowing that when you trust in the name of the Lord, that name that's above every other name, God is faithful to his word. He will never let his word die. He will never let it go. He will never let it be something else. God is faithful all the way to the end, and I'm encouraging you to trust him until you get what it is you actually want him. God bless you and God keep you is always my prayer. Until the next Friday on Faith Focus Friday, be encouraged and live this life more abundantly.